laughs and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. True value of their homesteads. The masked rider of the plains fought for their interests with the same strength and courage that he fought for law and order. It was he, more than any other man, who saved the homesteads for the men and women who had earned them. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! There's been a stage hold up! We're heading for the hill!
Strong, gusty wind whipped around the sod-packed homesteader's cabin set below a fold in the hills. The same wind whistled up the ridge and sang past the barrels of two rifles aimed toward the closed cabin door. Two men waited for the door to open, and...
He ought to be poking out soon, Dacey.
Yeah.
This is as good a spot as any to pick him off.
We can nail him on that stretch of the corral.
Yeah. Boom, blast that wind. There goes my stretch.
Leave it. We ain't got time, Leaf. He'll be coming out any minute. After we take care of him, all we got to deal with is wife and the kid.
They're having breakfast. I can smell the coffee.
Yeah, we should come out. Laying flat along the ridge ain't none too easy.
Hold your rifle. He'll be gulping down his coffee and heading out any second. Keep your finger on that trigger.
I wonder what he's eating. It's one breakfast ain't going to do him a lick of good, I leave.
Finish up them flapjacks, son. We got work to do.
Yeah, Pa.
Ain't you never learned? You can't have your mouth full of food and words at the same time.
Now, that fire draws right good now, Josh.
It'll be a heap better when we get us a chimney.
Well, what's wrong with this cabin?
That's right, Bob. It's airtight. It's warm enough in winter with all that sod packing. And Josh, we're satisfied with things like they are.
Well, I ain't, Sarah. Sure, we're homesteading, but I'm looking to the future. You wait and see.
Josh, as long as we three are together, that's home enough for me.
Me too, Ma. Got any more flapjacks?
How many yet already, son?
Oh, just one more. Never hurt nobody.
Land sakes, of course it didn't. I'll get one right now.
I'll go out and saddle up, son.
Well, I'll be too, Pa. Let me take out the saddles.
Sit still, Bob. I ain't so old I can't do my own toting. I'll have them saddled up when you come out, son. Gosh! Blowing hard enough to skin a mountain lion.
Bob, now don't you go gulping down your food like a wolf.
That's my Russian.
Oh, your Pa can wait just as well as...
Ma!
He can wait just as well as...
Ma, them were shot.
Ma! Josh, be careful. Josh, are you...
Oh. Pa! Pa!
It's just the two of us now.
I don't see any activity down there. No smoke from the chimney. I hope we haven't ridden this far out of our way with a letter, only to find no one to receive it.
We go down, Kemosabe?
Yes, we... Wait, Tonto. You hear that?
Ah, hear something. Tonto not know what?
It's over that way. What, Silver Tonto? I'm going to investigate this.
You be careful.
I think I know what that sound means. Wait here. I'll be back. Hello, son.
Who are you coming around here snooping?
It must be Bob Keston.
I don't want no masked man around the... You know my name.
You don't need that gun, Bob. I see something has happened.
I was just putting some flowers on Pa's grave. There ain't many flowers now, but...
Your father's? Oh, I see. You were crying.
I weren't crying. Anyway, the fella's got a right to...
Sure you have, Bob.
Get back your mask. For all I know, you might have been the one to drag out your Pa.
Your father was shot?
Yeah, shot in the back. How come you don't know my name if you don't know a lot more?
Well, I'm sorry, Bob.
I'm telling you to make tracks.
Now, listen.
One, before I squeeze your trigger. You're masked and you know too much. Get it going before I let daylight through you. For what you done to... Pa's gone. Gone.
Take it easy, Bob. You can trust me.
There's just Ma and me now. Gotta take care of Ma.
I came here because I brought a letter for your father, Bob.
A letter?
Yes. How long ago did your father move out here?
About 6 months ago. He was back east near St. Joe. Business weren't so good. Pa's brother went back east. He had this here homestead claim out here. Told Pa, and any time he wanted to, he could come out and settle up the homestead.
Here's a letter, Bob.
This is addressed to Pa in St. Joe.
That's right. It was forwarded out here. I got it from the stagecoach driver at Paiute Springs. I told him I was coming out this way.
Oh, I guess maybe Ma better see this, huh?
That's a good idea.
Hey, this here letter looks like it's been opened before.
The stagecoach was held up, Bob. It might have been.
Held up by you. You done it.
You don't know who I am, do you?
Maybe I could have, and you took off your mask.
No, Bob, I can't do that. Here, take a look at these.
Your gun.
And don't worry. I merely wanted to show you the bullets I use.
Gosh, silver bullets.
Does that mean anything to you?
I don't know.
Wait. Tonto!
You call me?
This way, Tonto. Bring Scout and Silver.
Me come.
Silver bullets. Tonto, is he a Injun?
Yes, Bob. He's my good friend.
And you got a horse named Silver?
What's wrong?
Well, this is Tonto, Bob, and there's Silver.
Golly, then you must be the Lone Ranger.
That's right. Him, Lone Ranger.
Gosh.
Do you trust me now, Bob?
Lone Ranger? Gosh, I sure do.
Good. Then let's head for your cabin. I'd like to talk to your mother. Tonto, we'll wait out here. Bob, you get inside with that letter. Your mother may want to read it in private.
I'll be right back.
Tonto. I haven't told the boy, but I'm going to tell his mother. I'm certain that letter had been opened. The stagecoach driver who handed it to me was sure of it, too. He said the two road agents went through the mail.
What that mean?
That isn't the oddest part of it, Tonto. The road agents threw most of the letters away, but they gave this one back to the driver.
Why they do that?
That's what I don't understand. Not completely. But I have a feeling that Josh Custon was killed because of that letter.
She ain't in the cabin. Ma ain't there. She's gone.
Yeah, it sure is too bad about Custon getting himself shot full of holes. But me, I was always telling Keston he was heading for trouble, living out there with nothing between him and engines but a sod cabin.
Still I know all this, eh? Don't you reckon I ought to do something about it?
Stop polishing that badge, David.
Oh, yeah. But still I know all this, eh? I'm the sheriff of Three Pines. Maybe I ought to get me a posse.
What for? It was engines, don't it?
Sure. But still I know...
Look, Taylor. If it was white men what done Keston in... I'd be the first citizen of Three Pines to demand to be stringed to Cottonwood. Ain't that correct?
Correct.
But it was some sneaking Indian sure as shooting. There weren't no sign out there, no trail.
Well, that don't mean...
Sure it does. It takes an engine to cover up his tracks so nobody can find he's been there. What more proof do you want? My advice is to start keeping your eye peeled for a redskin.
Yeah, thanks, Stacy. If all the rest was like you, we'd sure have law and order in Three Pines.
Stacy.
Oh, it's you, Liv.
She's still waiting.
Sure she is.
You better get it while the getting's good, Daisy. That landing on the...
Shut up! It wasn't a blue jay. Come on, Liv. We can get this...
Did I do something I shouldn't order?
I didn't invite your company, Tibby.
Sure you didn't, Daisy. But still and all...
Better attend to your sheriff. And Liv and me has got private business.
No offense meant, Daisy.
None taken. Come on, Liv.
She's in here.
Well, how do, Mrs. Keston?
Mr. Dacey, I rode all the ways into Three Pines so as I could talk to you about the homestead.
Leif had a mighty trouble locating me. Is it about that offer I made at your husband's funeral?
Well, I ain't talked it over with my son, Bob. I come into town without letting him know he might not like me to sell the homestead. You know how youngsters is apt to be a mite headstrong.
You're going to sell?
I'm handling this, Liv. Mrs. Keston's being smart.
Well, not many would give me my money back at St. Joe. After all, a homestead that ain't been proved on.
You're a widow. The least I can give you is enough to get you and your son back to your folks.
Well, if you have the money now, I left food for my son, and he don't mind spending the night alone in the cabin, but... Well, I'd like to get back to him before dark.
I'll get the money out of the bank, Mrs. Keston. You wait here.
Thank you.
It won't take more than 15, 20 minutes. That homestead's as good as mine right now.
This must be the town, Teller.
Ah, right up.
You see a horse?
It's over there. Hitched to that rail.
Oh.
It's the paint young Bob Custon described, the one his mother took from that corral. She's inside there, Tonto.
We go, Kemosabe?
Yes, we... No, wait. We're not known in Three Pines, Tonto. If I walk in masked, there may be shooting. Mrs. Custon might be hurt.
You wear a disguise, maybe.
There isn't time. She rode to town in a hurry for some reason. We've got to find out what she's done.
Me go?
Fine. You go in then, find Mrs. Custon. Tell her son has a letter for her at her home. Tell her it's important. I'll be outside. I want to hear what goes on. But remember, whatever happens, don't start any fighting. Bob's already lost his father. Let's make sure nothing happens to his mother.
Sheriff? Hamilton? Custom. There you are, Mr. Dacey.
Here's your traveling money, Mrs. Keston.
And we got that homestead now, huh, Dacey?
Yeah. You plan on leaving soon, Mrs. Keston?
As soon as me and Bob can gather up what stuff we have. It frets me something awful to leave Pa's grave, but I got to think of Bob.
You're heading back for the cabin now?
How to make it before sundown.
You, Mrs. Custon?
An Indian.
Yes, that's my name. Why?
You come. He wants you to...
You're a stranger in these parts, huh? Leif, call the sheriff.
Huh?
I said call the sheriff.
You don't need to bother, Leif. I seen this redskin come in my own cell.
You got gun.
Yeah, Injun. I maybe ain't no shakes at brain work, but still and all, I can put two and two together. Like you said, Daisy, it must have been an Injun what killed Josh Custon.
The savage killed...
Look out, kill
him! Don't you go for no gunplay, Injun.
No, me not use gun. Me got order from white friend. Me not fight.
Yeah, you wouldn't stand no chance, Injun. Better lock him in the calaboose, Sheriff. Tomorrow we can string him up for a buzzard bait.
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. Rather than start a gunfight in which Mrs. Custon might have been hurt, Tonto allowed himself to be led to the local jail and...
Now then, Injun, you walk right in front of me and don't try nothing. You'll get a bullet where it won't feel so good. I'm slapping you behind bars.
Go right ahead, Sheriff. Me and Leif will wait for you here in your office.
Come on, Redskin. Lift them moccasins.
Me come.
Oh, my gosh. I almost forgot my keys.
Taylor, you'd forget your hat if it wasn't under your hat.
I reckon I would, Daisy. But still and all, I got to be sheriff, didn't I? Reckon the folks trust me. Don't know what Daisy sees funny in what I say all the time. Still and all... Go on, Injun, open that cell. Now get inside. And here you're going to stay till we get you a fair trial and string you up good and proper.
Oh, you're wrong. Me never...
Don't tell me you didn't shoot, Josh. I know you're guilty, even if it's going to take a fair trial to prove it. Oh, what's your name? Your name. Got to put your name down for the judge to swear out a warrant for your arrest. That's the legal way to do things.
My name, Tonto.
Tonto, huh? All right, you're gonna... Wait a minute. What was that again?
Tonto.
Tonto. Tonto. Sounds like it ought to be familiar. Tonto.
You know name?
No. I thought maybe I did. But still and all, Injun name is all alike. Don't do you no good to try to escape neither, whatever your name is.
Him talk heap much, like empty barrel.
Tonto.
Huh? Who that?
Tonto, over this way.
White friend.
Keep your voice down, Kemosabe.
Sheriff, him think me kill Custon.
I heard the whole thing from outside the cafe, Tonto. I'm glad you remembered not to resist. Mrs. Custon is on her way back to the cabin. I'm going to leave you here, Tonto.
What you say?
You'll be all right, Kemosabe. There are a few things I've got to do. I want to be around when Mrs. Custon reads that letter. They won't do anything until tomorrow. The sheriff may be a fool, but he's honest and he has courage.
Sheriff, him good man.
Just the opposite of Daisy and Leif, eh?
Them bad.
There's no doubt of that, Tata. They very cleverly arrange things so they get the homestead without any trouble. More than that, I'm certain they're the ones who killed Custon.
That's right.
But I've got to see that letter before we can be sure. It must be the key to this whole plot. You can expect me before sunrise.
Me wait. Nothing else to do in jail.
Here, Silver. Come on, boy.
Why, Bob.
Ma, what's the matter?
This here letter. Land's sake, your pa's brother wrote to Paul to tell him... to tell him there's gold on this land.
Gold?
Right on this here land. If Pa'd only knowed about that.
Gold. Yeah, if Pa'd have known.
It's too late for that now, Bob. Pa's gone to a better reward than gold.
Well, Ma, does that... That means rich, don't it?
No, son, it don't.
But the gold...
Son, we don't own this homestead no more.
Huh?
Well, I figured it was best for me to take you back east. Daisy, he give me traveling money in exchange for the homestead.
Well, what do you mean, Ma?
That's why I went into Three Pines without letting you know. Daisy owns this here land now, not us.
Daisy, he's worse than a rattlesnake.
Oh, hush, son. You ain't got no call to talk that way. Daisy was right obliging.
I'll bet he knew about that there gold all the time.
Now, son, you mustn't say such a thing. It ain't charitable.
I'll just bet he knew.
Well, son, how could he know? There ain't nobody seen this letter but us. And as for Pa's brother, why, he didn't know himself until he got back east and had an assayer look over the specimen that he took back there. How could Daisy know?
I don't care how, but I'll bet he did.
Bob.
I'm going to find out.
Bob, put down that
rifle.
Let
go of me, Ma. I'm going to ask Daisy some questions.
Bob, son, you mustn't know.
Now, with Pa gone, I'm the man of the house. I'm 15 years old, and that's plenty to make Daisy talk. I'm going to...
What's that?
Get back, Ma. Wait in the door.
It's a horse, traveling fast.
I don't know who it is, but...
It's coming here.
Stay out of the way, Ma.
Oh, maybe it's nobody meaning harm.
Yeah, and maybe it's the one that done for Pa. There, I got my rifle set. Let him come. Who is it?
Your friend.
Oh, it's all right, Ma. Come on in.
Mrs. Custon, you got a letter.
A masked man. Bob, shoot. Shoot.
Ma, take it easy. This here's the Lone Ranger.
I don't care if he's... Did you say you're... You're the Lone Ranger?
Yes, Mrs. Keston. My Indian friend and I arrived while you were out. I see Bob hasn't had a chance to explain.
Oh, well, that's different.
Mrs. Keston, what does that letter say?
Why,
You must trust me. I have good reasons for asking. Does that letter reveal any important information?
It says there's gold on this here land.
Gold, huh? I thought it might be that. Have you sold this homestead?
Yes, I have. I sold it to
two men named Dacey and Lathe. Is that right?
How did you know?
I didn't. I suspected. Mr. Keston, I think those two men held up a stagecoach and got a look at the contents of that letter.
Oh.
And what's more, I'm certain they killed your husband because they knew they could deal with you. He would never have sold.
Dacey and Lathe killed Josh?
I have a good friend, an Indian, the best friend a man ever had. He's in jail for that crime right now.
I don't understand.
The only way to get him out is to prove that Dacey and Lathe read that letter. And it's the only way to get your property back.
Well, I sold it to them legal.
If they're murderers, that sale won't stand.
But you can't prove nothing, masked man.
May I see the envelope that letter came in?
It was sealed up.
There are ways of opening a sealed letter so it doesn't show. You haven't thrown it in the fire.
Oh, no. No, I have it right here.
I thought so.
You found something?
Not much, but enough. Mrs. Keston, I think we can get this land back for you.
You can?
I'm not promising anything, but we'll see.
You hear that, Bob? The masked man said that... Bob.
You stepped outside a minute ago.
No.
And what is it?
He took the rifle. Pa's rifle.
You mean he's going after Dacey?
That's what he was threatening to do before you come. Dacey, kill him. He's all I got left.
Here, Silver.
Wait, Maskin. What are you going to do?
Mrs. Keston, you get the Three Pines as fast as you can.
But Bob must have taken the fastest horse. I'd...
Get there as soon as you can. I'm going on ahead. Come on, Silver.
They'll kill him. They'll kill him.
How do I get the Three Pines ahead of time? Get your horse. Come on, Silver. We're heading for Three Pines. Hello, Silver. Hello. Sheriff, open up.
What in thunderation's the racket? Horse galloping, pounding on my door?
Sheriff, I want to talk to you.
A masked man. Now look at here.
I haven't time to explain anything. Sheriff, get your guns and hurry up. Get a move on.
Dacey, the sheriff ain't here.
Close that door, Lee.
Yeah.
Just like I figured. That addle pated Taylor's home sewing away the night. All we gotta do is find them keys and grab the engine.
Here are the keys.
Leaves them hanging on the hook in the wall. Come on.
Dacey.
Yeah?
I still figure it might be smarter to round up a lynching party for the Redskins instead of handling our own selves.
Takes too long. Besides, Taylor might get it into his fool head to stop a lynching party. He couldn't help hearing the noise.
He couldn't stop him?
He's fool enough to swing a gun, ain't he?
Maybe so.
And don't forget this. Folks in this town may not have much respect for Taylor, but they like him a heap. They wouldn't want to shoot him.
You mean the lynching party would curl up and call it off?
We gotta do our own hanging. We'll string this redskin to a cottonwood, and Taylor won't find out who done it on account of nobody'll know, savvy? Shake a leg. We got work to do.
What the?
There we are, Dacey.
Kirsten, kid.
You kill my paw and I ain't gonna...
Grab him, Leif.
Yep. Let go. Let go.
That'll learn you. Grab that rifle, Leif.
Hey, I got it. I should have shot you first. I should have shot you when I seen you coming in.
Your trail is from the Star Cafe, huh?
I
sew up your mouth.
What are we gonna do with him, Dacey?
We'll take care of him.
We better shut his mouth for good. He knows too much, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, Leif.
Yeah, Python skunks dry gulch my paw.
Yeah, Sonny, that's right. Sure, we done it. We got a lucky break holding up that stagecoach and reading your old man's mail. And now we got that land and gold.
The law will get you for this.
The law won't get us for nothing, savvy. Leif.
Yeah?
The whole town knows what the Indians in jail for.
Sure, for killing Custer.
And that means if Sonny boy here was to be found dead here in the jailhouse, the whole town might figure he'd come to kill his pa's murder.
Dacey, you mean that...
I mean we let the Indian out. We shoot the Indian with this here rifle the kid brung. Then we shoot the kid.
It looked like the kid let the Indian out to take him away, and then the Indian jumped the kid.
You got it. Both dead in a scrape. A shooting scrape.
Why, you load...
When you toot a gun, silly boy, you like to end up in Boot Hill with your toes turned up. I'll keep the young'un here, Leif. Fetch out that engine.
Yeah, it's right to this door.
What the...
Reach for the sky!
Mass man!
All right, you bold caps! I'm taking you in for murder.
Now, wait a minute, Sheriff. We ain't done nothing. This fool kid here came in to try and...
You ain't fooling me, Daisy. No, not no more. Me and the masked man heard every word you two spouted. We got you dead to rights.
That's the only way you'll get me. Draw faster.
Have your gun, Leif.
Oh, Leif and Maverick, you beat him to the draw.
They're not hurt, Sheriff. The bullets knocked the gun from their hands. I suggest you let Tonto out of jail and put them in.
I sure will, masked man. I sure will.
You know so much, masked man. How come you was here in the first place?
Because of a letter, Daisy. A letter that you opened.
How'd you know I opened it? I never told
you. Daisy.
It doesn't matter, Leif. Daisy practically admitted it, but I think the sheriff can prove it anyhow.
I'd be obliged if you'd tell me how, stranger.
The driver of the stagecoach noticed the men using a heated knife blade to melt the sealing wax, and that's how it could be replaced later. And these men carry knives. Look at them. And I'll wager you find bits of wax sticking to one.
Masked man, that's all I want to know. I'll take them keys, Leif. You and Daisy are going into that cell. Masked man, your engine pod's free.
Lost you.
Gosh, Ma, it's all fixed. The masked man fixed everything.
He beat you to town. Thank heavens for that.
Yes, Mrs. Custom. He sure solved things in a hurry. Him and that engine Tonto was... Jehoshaphat. Tonto. I knew I'd heard that name somewheres afore. Why didn't somebody tell me? That masked man was the Lone Ranger.
Hello, Silver!
Copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.